Now notice what happens. And Ruth, the Moabitess, said, "He said unto me also, thou shalt keep fast by my young man until they have ended all my harvest." That is, stay by my reapers until the harvest is over and to continue gleaning in that field. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It's good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field." Now, since he's made this overture to you, and he's urged you to come to glean in his field, then the thing for you to do, Ruth, is to go and stay in his field. And added to that, he just happens to be a kinsman redeemer. Naomi had lost the property. It was gone. She had no property to come to. And apparently a long ways till the year of Jubilee. And so here, these two poverty-stricken widows, and they need somebody to redeem the property. They are not sold under slavery. But also, there's another very interesting section of this law, which we're going to see next time. But now, let's notice how this chapter ends. "So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean until the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law." Now, this is the picture that's before us. Barley harvest and wheat harvest in that land, we're told, takes probably 3 to 6 weeks. It would depend, of course, upon the crop, upon the type of year they'd had. But a minimum of 3 weeks, a maximum of 6 weeks. So what do you have here? Every afternoon, you see coming into Bethlehem, not wise men, no, friends, not wise men, and not shepherds. No, that's what we think about. No, there's coming into Bethlehem, Boaz and Ruth, walking into town. And believe me, it was the little town of Bethlehem buzzing. They were talking. And you know what they were saying? They were saying, "Our most acceptable bachelor, he sure has been caught. Oh, boy, is he caught." It was obvious that he was madly in love with Ruth. Now, Ruth wasn't doing or saying a thing, tell the truth. She was very calm about all of this. And actually, she did not apparently know the full significance of what was taking place. But notice, every afternoon when they'd come walking in, Naomi would look out the window and she'd see them coming and they'd stand at the gate and talk. And what happened? Ruth is not making any move at all, and she should, as we're going to see a very strange law next time. But there's that couple standing out there. And poor Boaz looks like a dying calf in a thunderstorm. He's in love, but his arms are strapped. Did you know he actually could not propose to her? She occupies a most unique position. And then they tell me that the Bible is a man's book. May I say to you, it's a woman's book. And I sometimes think the man doesn't always come off as he should on equal position. God believed in women's rights also. She really had some rights. But Ruth was not exercising them. And Naomi, she's a regular matchmaker. She's going to take things in her own hands.